And now, the New England Patriots game last night. The final score of the Patriots' victory was 25-6 over the Buffalo Bills, which might make you think it was a solid win for the Patriots. But the Patriots didn't actually come alive until the fourth quarter. So, to review the game and look at where the Patriots stand with half their regular season gone now, we turn again to ESPN.com's Mike Reese, who joins us now from Buffalo this morning at the airport. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So the Patriots scored nothing but field goals until well into the second half. They were playing like a team that had only two wins all season long. The Bills were led by a quarterback who was out of football until 3 weeks ago. It will be for Patriots fans satisfying that they won, but disheartening that they had limited success for so much of the game.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how you want to look at it. In one respect, for Tom Brady and the offense, the disappointment was that, well, they moved the ball down the field. When they got close to the goal line or in the red zone, they weren't able to convert those trips into touchdowns. But on the flip side, you look at the Patriots' defense, which hasn't been as strong in recent weeks, and they did a very nice job, holding a Buffalo Bills offense that isn't one of the best in the NFL, but still, nonetheless, they held them to just 6 points. So that was a very good thing for the Patriots.
Let's hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, who completed only 29 of his 45 passing attempts. He had no touchdowns and ended up throwing the ball at the ground several times. Here's what he said after the game.
A couple opportunities that we just didn't take advantage of. And I think if we score those touchdowns, we feel a lot better. You know, they've been playing good all year. I mean, they haven't given up many yards. But, you know, we hung in there. We grinded it out. Like I said, you know, some tough conditions, but found a way to win.
You know, I'm wondering, was it just an off night for Brady, or is there cause for concern here?
No cause for concern, Bob, with the offense. What was unique about this game for the Patriots is they only had two running backs, so they really couldn't rely on the rushing attack. And because of that, they were a little bit limited with how they could approach the game. They really had to do more short passing and really just more passing in general. And so they will ultimately get another running back in Sony Michel, their rookie, and that should help balance out their attack and make them more efficient.
Any idea when he is returning, though?
Well, it's possible for him to return this week against the Green Bay Packers. Sony Michel actually had returned to practice on Saturday, and usually that's sort of a preview to say he'll probably be out in practice with the team this week to give him a chance to play in this week's game.
Was the key moment in last night's game for the Patriots that fourth quarter interception by safety Devin McCourty, who took it 84 yards for a late score, so it was a pick six?
It was, and one of the things that's notable about that play is it's the first time, Bob, in 40 games that the Patriots have scored points on defense, and that was the longest active drought of any team in the NFL to not have a defensive touchdown. So that play really was sort of the exclamation point of the Patriots' victory.
All right, back to the bigger picture beyond last night's game. The NFL trading deadline is this afternoon. There are fewer trades in the NFL than any other professional sport, but the Patriots have made quite a few in recent years, giving up and acquiring players. Do any moves today on the deadline seem likely to you?
Well, whenever Bill Belichick is involved, you sort of say it's always possible because he loves to trade, and he's made some nice moves in recent years to sort of give the team, an additional player or two at a position of need. So maybe a player on defense, like a linebacker, would help them. Maybe another wide receiver would help them. What Bill Belichick always says is it takes two teams to make a trade. The Patriots, they're always willing. It's whether the other teams are willing to give up a player that the Patriots think will really help them.
All right, and quickly on this, the game coming up this coming Sunday against the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback, likely to be a tougher opponent than the Buffalo Bills last night. So do we have cause for concern?
Well, it will definitely be a tougher opponent. There should be cause for concern anytime you're going up against Aaron Rodgers, who Tom Brady said last night is one of the best to ever play the game. But Tom Brady is also one of the best to ever play the game. So I would say sit back and enjoy what should be a classic game. We don't get to see it often, Brady versus Rodgers.
All right, Mike Reese, who's covering the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and providing regular analysis for WBUR. We'll talk to you again after that game next week.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Bob.